Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
He's a popular fraternity brother with a big heart.
Highly talented, a natural leader.
He's very dedicated. When he wanted to do something, he did it.
A lapse in judgment trips him up, but he soon gets himself back on track.
He seemed like he was doing really well in school. He was keeping up with schoolwork.
Until one day he heads to campus and never returns.
It's as if when that bus pulled away, he vanished.
A cryptic note is his only explanation.
Said my family's given me a lot of opportunities that I just didn't take advantage of.
His puzzling secrets leave detectives and his loved ones baffled.
We think there's somebody out there that can help us figure out what's going on.
I don't care why he left, where he's been. I just want him to come home.
Tuesday night, April 19th, 2016. 19-year-old college sophomore James Martin Roberts, who goes by Martin, meets with friends at a favorite Appalachian State University hangout. The Klondike Cafe.
It was a pretty busy night, pretty usual for Klondike. I mean, packed that you can still walk around, but it's pretty hard. You're probably gonna get your feet stepped on or something.
Martin and his fraternity brother have come for the Klondike's big draw.
My group of friends, we wanted to go to play trivia. And so I texted Martin. I was wondering if he was going to be there.
According to Martin's friend Holly, he's true to form that night.
He would always just say funny things and just, he would always be the guy that everybody wanted to hang out with. I was just so mesmerized by Martin, always, like, had such a huge crush on him that I didn't even realize anything else was going on.
The son of parents who are divorced and estranged from each other. Martin first enrolled at Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina, almost a year and a half earlier.
He was really set on going to Appalachian State, and when that acceptance came in, he was really excited about it.
Nestled in the foothills of the scenic Blue Ridge Mountains, the school's vibe is unique.
The laid-back atmosphere, I think it suits him really well. Just, it's nice and calm there.
During Martin's very first semester, he'd been invited to pledge a fraternity on campus. Tau Kappa Epsilon. Known as Teak for short.
He knew people there already, and they were invited to the frat parties. And immediately, he was selected.
I know that he's someone who thrives when he's around his friends. He wanted an opportunity to make friends quickly, and that was the best way to do it.
I think he liked the brotherhood. He had always played sports and had his team, and the fraternity was kind of the same thing.
Even as a child in Kernersville, North Carolina, Martin was a natural athlete.
playing soccer, playing baseball, playing football. He always loved sports.
As the brown-haired, blue-eyed dynamo got older, he excelled on the soccer field.
He liked to compete. He liked to play. He liked to play to win.
Martin was pure hustle, pure work.
And he did it calmly and quietly all the time.
He could walk off the field and be relaxed, comfortable, fun-loving, respectful, kind, caring. He's got a big heart.
People would look up to him, and it made him feel really good about himself.
In high school, he was voted captain of his soccer team. Yet by the time he graduated, he was ready for a change.
Martin was very, very focused on something that interested him. Business, finance, things of that nature were something that he had said all along he thought he had an interest in.
Academically, Martin set his sights on App State's business school.
He was smart. He was very dedicated. When he wanted to do something, he did it.
Wednesday night, April 20th, the day after Martin was at the Klondike Cafe, his father, John Roberts, who lives 2 hours away, has been expecting a call from Martin.
We were making plans for the, coming weeks and for the summer and for next semester. We were talking about the classes he was in and, the grades that he had at that time.
2 days earlier, Martin told his dad he'd soon have his first paycheck from his new dishwashing job at the Daniel Boone Inn.
He was going to call me back Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest and talk about how much money he made.
But according to Martin's friends and family, his phone was his Achilles heel.
He was just not a great, texting communicator, phone communicator. I feel like multiple times he always had a broken phone.
He refused to put it in a case, ever. Would not put it in a case. So he had multiple shattered screens on his phone.
By the next day, Martin's father still hasn't heard from his son. He tries reaching him yet again, with no luck.
It seemed a little bit strange since he was so definite that he was going to call me back.
That same morning, Martin is actually at his apartment, getting ready to start his day. He chats with his roommates over breakfast.
They all said that they saw him in passing on Thursday.
Martin tells them he's heading to the library.
He took a water bottle and he put it in his backpack and he left. Probably about 10:30 that morning.
Around lunchtime, Martin's cousin, who also attends App State, runs into him on campus.
It was a complete chance meeting. She had forgotten something for her class.
The two have barely seen each other this semester. They walk together to the nearby Apple Cart bus stop, the free bus service students and Boone residents use to get around town.
They had a conversation for 10 or 15 minutes.
An upbeat Martin tells her about his plans for next semester, and that he's on his way to his fraternity house now. When the bus comes, she gets on, and the cousins go their separate ways.
He started walking down the street, and she didn't think anything of it.
This brief, casual meeting will soon take on far greater significance than his cousin ever imagined.
It really was some kind of coincidence, if you believe in that kind of thing, that they happened to meet up at that time, at that place. And it would be the last time that we've seen or heard from him.
At 4 o'clock that afternoon, two of Martin's close friends and frat brothers stop by his apartment to see him.
Martin!
Hey, Martin, man, you okay?
The day before, he'd abruptly dropped out of their fraternity chat group.
He was the freshman pledge class leader of that group.
Those people reached out to Martin and wanted to know why.
But Martin's not in his room, and he's no longer responding to the texts from his friends. By Friday morning, Martin's father is increasingly worried about his son. It's been 4 days of radio silence.
I called the landlord for the apartment complex. I said, are you going to go by there anytime today, this morning? I need to check on Martin.
The apartment manager started calling the roommates and saying, hey, can you go in his room, see if he's there, see if you can figure out what's going on.
Martin's roommate knocks on his closed door.
Martin!
And they didn't know if he was in the room or gone.
Martin's not inside. But on his desk, there's a note. Reading it, his roommate immediately realizes something is very wrong. Friday morning, April 22nd, 2016, a roommate of college sophomore Martin Roberts has made an alarming discovery in his room.
The roommate called me, read me the note over the telephone, and I knew I had to get up there ASAP. Just dropped everything at work, got home as quick as I could, got my wife Abby, and we headed to Boone as fast as we could get there.
The roommate's second call is to the Boone Police Department.
They contacted the police and said, we need to report this young man missing.
When Detective Kevin Wilson arrives at the apartment, he reads Martin's letter. The note is so personal, Martin's parents have made only parts of it public.
Well, it was a note that Martin left stating that he was leaving.
I think it said to the folks that I won't see. And he said, my family's given me a lot of opportunities that I just didn't take advantage of.
He was disappointed in himself.
I think he felt like a failure. It's really sad.
But it didn't really say where he was going or what he was doing.
It doesn't say this is a suicide note and I'm going to hurt myself. Nor does it say this is not a suicide note and I'm going to go away.
So when I saw it, I thought, this is not going to be good. This is going to be a difficult case.
Martin has also left important possessions behind. His laptop, his iPad, his phone, and his wallet.
I think it could be seen as the ultimate withdrawal.
Boone police reach Martin's half-sister, Nikki, and explain that they're having difficulty locating Martin.
I immediately got on the phone with my mom and let her know what was going on. I left work, went and got her, and we went to Boone.
All the way up there, I kept thinking, he's went off with a couple of his friends and forgot to tell somebody. He's going to turn up.
According to Martin's father and stepmother, the 19-year-old had expressed disappointment in himself before, 8 months earlier. After a great freshman year, Martin had just returned to Appalachian State as a sophomore. His very first night back, he ran into trouble.
He went up for the sole purpose of attending this fraternity party.
He was a social drinker, so I don't think he was addicted to alcohol in any sort of way. He drank with his friends, who unfortunately drank a lot.
He made the decision to drive after he had had, apparently too much to drink.
Then 18, Martin pulled right out in front of App State campus police.
They stopped him, and then that evolved into a driving while impaired citation.
Martin was taken into custody.
That night, I get a call from him. I think it was like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. maybe. And he tells me I need to come pick him up because he's in jail and he got a DWI.
Martin's girlfriend, Kayla, lived almost 100 miles away from App State.
I don't know why he didn't pick somebody closer. I think that calling his parents was definitely out of the question at that point. He was nervous and scared and didn't want to disappoint them.
Kayla says she drove 2 hours to Boone that night to help Martin.
When I arrived, he was already out. As soon as I got there, he threw money at me, as in like gas money. He was like, I'm sorry, you came all the way up here for nothing.
Exhausted and emotional, Kayla says they wound up fighting.
And I was like, I can't do this. I deserve a little bit better. Someone who doesn't just consider himself in decisions that he makes.
Kayla. That night, Martin lost his driver's license and his girlfriend. 24 hours passed before Martin got up the courage to call his father and stepmother.
That's when he told us he had got a DUI and said he needed to come home, that the situation he was in was not good for him and he needed some time away from it.
That same day, they brought him back home to Kernersville, North Carolina.
We first thought maybe he was just going to come home for the weekend, or maybe even a week, but it wasn't until he was home a day or two that he began to say, I think I want to take a semester off. I'd like to get away from the fraternity life.
Martin officially withdrew from App State. While home, a friend of his family heard he was looking for work.
And I said, well, I'm going to be opening up my store that semester. So he's going to be one of my first hires.
According to Rich Miller, Martin thrived at his new job in the restaurant, much like he had playing soccer.
He's a rare kid. You see a kid that young, that mature, be able to handle business. The consistency that he showed on the field is exactly what he showed when he started working for me.
Martin even put his business education to work to boost the restaurant's bottom line. The job helped repair his bruised self-esteem.
Martin did, you know, exaggerate some, but he said that Rich wanted to groom him for management.
After Martin took a full semester off, he returned to college in January of 2016.
He was ready to get, not to be living with us again.
But according to his father, Martin wanted to handle his education differently this time.
He was not living on campus in a dorm like he did his first year. He was living in an apartment with three other fraternity brothers.
He seemed like he was doing well in school. He was keeping up with schoolwork.
I think he was glad to be back with his friends, but we didn't talk as much after he went back.
Now, just 4 months later, Martin's family and friends have been blindsided by his sudden disappearance. During the two-hour drive to Boone, his father calls Martin's cousin, who's on the App State campus.
She was the one that said, we ran into each other yesterday, as a matter of fact.
At Martin's father's request, she rushes to Martin's apartment. While talking with his roommates, inconsistencies emerge. They thought Martin was headed to the library Thursday morning, which isn't where his cousin ran into him. Martin told her he was headed to the house where his Teak fraternity brothers hang out.
If he were to go to the Teak house, he would have made a right and cross the street, and the Teak house would be right up here.
But police find no evidence Martin arrived.
There were people that were at the house that day, around that time, and they said he didn't come by today. We didn't see him at all.
Trying to determine where Martin went, Detective Wilson contacts the city's Apple Cart bus service.
There is video on the Apple Cart transit buses.
Maybe the footage holds a crucial clue to where Martin really went.
We pored over video that night. We were actually able, after several hours, to find him on video walking away from the bus stop.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Janice from Warner Brothers Discovery. Spring is officially in bloom here in the Northern Hemisphere, and with a fresh season underway, you might be seeking your own transformation. For some, that means a new approach to weight loss or nutrition. Noom has a unique approach. Noom is tailored to each person's psychology and biology. It's built to meet you where you are because Noom understands that no two people are the same. Noom stands out to me because it offers a holistic approach to well-being. From coaching to recipes, Noom's app provides personalized information to help you on your journey. I also think it's great that Noom doesn't restrict what you can eat, and it doesn't shame you for treating yourself, and treat yourself you should. What's more, Noom believes in nourishing rather than restricting. Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods because this approach is about eating well and treating your body right. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
April 23rd, 2016. College student Martin Roberts was reported missing 15 hours earlier by his roommates. His cousin was the last person to see him as they parted at a campus bus stop. Now, police have just spotted him on video taken by bus security cameras.
It's kind of grainy, but it's clear enough to tell that it's Martin.
The front camera clearly shows him starting to walk away. The side camera, you can see him through the glass, and then the back camera catches him as he's walking away.
Martin's on foot and heading toward a busy intersection. He's right on the edge of campus, so the detective is hoping the video will reveal which direction he takes.
He's on that video, that last frame, for approximately 17 seconds, and he's right at a street corner. He looks one direction and looks the other direction, and then they don't see him anymore.
It's as if when that bus pulled away, he vanished.
Hoping for leads on which way Martin headed, Boone police try to access his phone, but without his passcode, it's sealed tight as a drum.
But the unique thing to Apple products is if you haven't opened your emails or phone calls or text messages, they'll actually are visible on that phone. Those are a lot of missed texts and missed phone calls.
Investigators follow up on every missed call and text. As a result, the news quickly spreads that Martin can't be found.
It was just like the worst feeling you could ever have. Your heart just drops.
Police begin scrutinizing Martin's interactions before he went missing Thursday, trying to understand his frame of mind. A fraternity brother tells police that 48 hours before Martin disappeared, he'd driven him to get a haircut.
They actually took him to the bank because he had to go to the bank to withdraw cash money.
When Martin returned, according to his roommates, he'd also bought groceries. He had a small refrigerator in his bedroom.
And when we were there, the refrigerator was basically empty.
Investigators wonder if Martin could have taken the food with him when he left. Martin's high school girlfriend, Kayla, tells police that in her case, she'd grown concerned about Martin 3 days earlier when he withdrew from a high school chat group.
She sent him a text saying, "What are you doing? Do you not want to talk to me anymore in particular?"
She didn't know that that very night, Martin also withdrew from his fraternity chat group.
And then he started saying things that made me question if he was okay. It was things like, "No one can help me at this point. There's nobody I can talk to."
The next day, Martin went missing.
It's unbelievably alarming. But, we don't know what's going to happen until it happens.
Then, Boone police are told about a possible sighting of Martin just an hour and a half after he left his cousin at the bus stop.
We had a young lady come forward who stated that she had seen him walking in an area not too far from town.
She knew who Martin was. I think she described it as like an unusual or a particular gait that she, "Hey, I know that's Martin Roberts."
The exact location, Flannery Fork Road between Winkler's Creek and Payne Branch Roads. From there, it's possible Martin may have been headed to a nearby recreation area called Trout Lake.
It is a well-visited area by college students. It's easy to get to, and there's water there, there's walking trails, you can hike in the mountains there.
Police learn that Martin has been to Trout Lake before. Perhaps he'd packed some food for a hike, and something happened to him here in the densely forested foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. The day after Martin was reported missing, North Carolina State Highway Patrol provides a specially equipped helicopter to conduct a nighttime search for Martin in the area of the sighting.
They have what's called a forward-looking infrared radar. If you're walking in an area or if there's an animal in the area, they give off a lot more heat than the surrounding ground.
If Martin's somewhere in the woods, the sensors would see him plain as day. But the infrared search yields nothing. As investigators piece together details about Martin from his friends and family, a pattern begins to emerge. They discover he'd been selectively revealing or hiding details about himself for months before he went missing.
After coming back to college, his friends started to notice that there were times where Martin would come in and, "Hey, where have you been?" He sometimes would say, "I was with my cousin." Well, but we talked to his cousin, who only has one cousin in Boone, and she says, "I haven't seen him. We don't hang out together."
Martin also hid something much bigger from his roommates and his mother and sister, that he wasn't even attending Appalachian State this semester.
We thought he was back enrolled in Appalachian.
He was now enrolled in our local community college.
He wanted to take classes online. I think it was 4 or 5 classes at the community college.
When investigators get Martin's academic records from the community college, there's another revelation.
He was doing fine. He wasn't failing anything, but he just decided to stop going.
It had been nearly a month since Martin had logged on to any online courses.
He was, telling me about his grades and his classes and extra credit and things like that, and he had quit going.
That's not all Martin had been hiding.
We called the places that he was telling his family members he worked at, and they said, we have applications. I was actually able to find applications to all the places he's talking about, but he never got hired.
At the time, I thought, man, he's working himself to death. Now I know different, but, wish I'd have known then, but we didn't know.
he was being mysterious or untruthful or hiding something from just about everybody.
Martin's mother and sister say he even lied to them about his DWI. He told them he'd been ticketed while walking home.
He said that he was stopped by the police and for drunk and disorderly. I said, well, you know, you learn your lesson. At least you weren't driving.
But Martin was behind the wheel that night.
I was shocked. I always thought we had the relationship that he could just talk to me about anything.
It just seems like he was trying his best to give out this picture to people that everything's okay. I'm doing fine. When in actuality, he wasn't doing fine at all.
Nineteen-year-old Martin Roberts has been missing from Boone, North Carolina, for 5 days. In that time, police have uncovered a trail of puzzling behavior that Martin left behind.
Him disengaging from his networks and his friends and being so deceptive about things was very unusual. It was not how he was.
Everything that happened was pointing to his, he was actually miserable, and it wasn't work tired, it wasn't school tired, burnt out, whatever. He was just miserable or depressed or something.
Martin's cryptic note now makes more sense to investigators. They think he'd been telling people what he imagined they wanted to hear about him.
It seems to me that Martin was very much trying to keep up the facade that everything was going great for him. In his note, he alluded to being tired of that, of tired of his life not living up to the expectations.
But police have no idea what Martin's intentions were. They look for clues in his possessions, starting with his wallet. As a result of his DWI, Martin no longer had a valid driver's license.
They take your driver's license away from you physically.
His father says Martin did get a state-issued ID card. It's now gone.
His original ID was not in that room. We assume it's somewhere else or on his person.
Martin didn't take his bank card with him.
His parents had said, you know, he's going to have a certain debit card, and this is what bank it's through.
When police check Martin's banking history, there were no large withdrawals or suspicious purchases before he went missing.
There's been no more activity, and still hasn't been any activity at all this time.
Boone police also find something unexpected Martin left behind.
Some antidepressant pills that Martin was not prescribed. There were quite a few of them.
I don't know of any time that he has been treated for depression.
It's not something that we see being bought and sold between students here.
Police are never able to determine how Martin got the antidepressants or why he had them in the first place. 5 days after he went missing, two more possible sightings of Martin are reported to police. One near Trout Lake, the other Winkler's Creek Road, bolstering the likelihood of the original sighting an hour and a half after he'd left the bus stop.
In that same general area, around the same time frame. And so for us, that seemed to add credibility that they had seen Martin Roberts in that area.
Still, investigators check other modes of transportation Martin could have used to go in different directions.
The best we can tell, he didn't take a bus, he didn't take a cab, he didn't take one of these app-based companies.
Unless Martin hitched a ride, this leads police back to square one, the theory he was traveling on foot.
He definitely had the ability to hike, and he was very active, had a lot of endurance, and could do anything that he put his mind to.
But those who know Martin best question if he'd ever attempt anything more ambitious than a day hike.
He's a go outside and sweat for 5 minutes, come inside and take a shower type person.
He just didn't have a lot of experience. Probably hadn't been camping 5 times in his life.
In the bus security video, Martin certainly wasn't dressed for a long journey.
All he had on was some cheap tennis shoes and not even what I would describe as a backpack.
Even so, investigators consider the possibility Martin might have wandered into the hundreds of miles of wilderness surrounding Boone, perhaps attempting to connect to the nearby Appalachian Trail.
We received a couple things saying, hey, there was a kid out here, definitely didn't belong out here, but it wasn't him, somebody completely different.
Martin's family suggests another possible destination.
We've always been a beach family. We've always gone at least once, if not 2 or 3 times a season to the beach.
A family favorite is Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. 280 miles from Boone, it's just outside Myrtle Beach.
He's definitely a beach kind of person.
If so, Martin's 2 distinctive tattoos might stand out there. On his left forearm, he's got an homage to Appalachian State.
It's kind of a blended view of mountains, which is definitely reflective of Boone.
On his right ribcage, Martin has a tattoo of a lyric from Bob Marley's song, Zion Train. Don't gain the world and lose your soul. Wisdom is better than silver or gold. Over the next 2 months, sightings of young men matching Martin's description pop up along coastal North and South Carolina. But after investigation, none turn out to be him. A month into their investigation, Boone police have followed numerous leads trying to locate Martin. But there's a fundamental mystery at the very heart of his case.
We have these time periods where we don't know where Martin was.
Police find no answers in Martin's digital footprint, extracted from his laptop.
I would say I've went through 12,000 emails and actually read them and tried to figure out what's he doing.
As an investigative Hail Mary, Boone's chief of police appeals to the community for anything they may know about Martin when he was off the radar.
It's almost an open letter to the public. Hey, if you've got information about this, good or bad or whatever, here's the chief's office line. Call me.
The appeal elicits no responses.
I've been doing this job 20 plus years, and I've never had any case where you put a fraction of this amount of work into it and you get nothing back.
Then, after 4 months worth of dead ends, Detective Wilson receives an unexpected call from a coroner 350 miles away in Indiana who's investigating some unidentified human remains.
They had found, from what I understood, the lower portion of a leg with a foot, but it was in a shoe.
Not just any shoe. A gray New Balance sneaker. The same kind of sneaker Martin was wearing when he went missing.
So that coroner said that you guys are the first thing that popped up, so I just called you. Would there be a reason he came here?
Nineteen-year-old Martin Roberts has been missing for 4 months. But a coroner in Indiana has just recovered human remains that potentially could be his. Boone's Detective Wilson quickly discovers the sneaker found in Indiana is 1.5 sizes larger than what Martin wears. Yet there's only one definitive way to know if it's Martin's.
We had actually done parental DNA testing. I had gone and met with his father and birth mother to do DNA samples. The coroner said, we're going to send our stuff off, and obviously if there's a match, you guys are going to get that. Neither one of them ended up being a match.
In June of 2016, Boone police investigate another potentially heartbreaking theory of what could have happened to Martin.
If Martin's decided to hurt himself, we're looking for that.
With three reported sightings of Martin near Trout Lake immediately after he went missing, police focus on that area, and specifically in the water.
Those bodies of water, you know, it's not uncommon for folks to use those as a mechanism to commit suicide or to harm themselves.
Extensive water searches are conducted of both Trout Lake and the nearby Boone Reservoir.
The North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation, they have a few dog teams of HRD dogs, human remains detection. Most folks know them as cadaver dogs.
The dogs are trained on the odor of human decomposition. The gases are actually lighter than the water, so they're going to rise to the surface. And so what we're looking for when we're doing the searches of the water is for the dogs to do exactly the same thing as they do on the ground, is to alert us when they smell those gases.
Their searches also use sonar technology and divers to scan the bottoms of the lake and reservoir. Afterward, the dogs scour the land surrounding both bodies of water. The searches yield nothing.
There was nothing, no change of behavior on the days that we searched for Martin in the water areas. No animation, nothing gave us any indication that there was anything there.
Boone police circle back to try to understand Martin's behavior and what he'd been silently struggling with before he went missing.
I did a search warrant to the college because they have a counseling center that offers free counseling to the students.
Laws protecting patient confidentiality make mental health records difficult to access, even for law enforcement.
Did he have some type of mental illness happening? Did he have an addiction? Was he having problems with his sexuality, or you know, some type of identity issue, or whatever?
We never saw any signs, or there'd never been any discussion or communication that he was having any issues with sexuality or gender identity. And we've always told him, if you have any problem, you can tell us about it.
In our interviews with his friends, which are our greatest source of information, nobody can give us any information about any of that being a problem.
But Martin's friends tell police they had noticed a marked change in him when he returned to school in January of 2016.
He was less about always having fun and going and doing things with them. There'd be times where he'd want to be alone.
I would have never known that he was struggling with anything. He hid it well.
Police find no evidence Martin ever sought mental health counseling at App State. Months pass, and Boone police explore a host of theories for other places Martin could have gone. They also enlist outside help to scrutinize his case.
We brought in experts in the field, hand them the case file, and see in 2 days, and just let them just go through it with fresh eyes and try to point out anything that we didn't do well enough or didn't do at all, or anything that they can come up with.
Martin's family holds tight to the hope that investigators can find him. They're offering a reward for up to $10,000 for information on Martin.
We think there's somebody out there that knows something that can help us figure out what's going on.
Martin's father and stepmother have set up a Facebook page called Help Find Martin Roberts to heighten the visibility of their cherished missing son.
Just also to try to communicate directly with Martin, how much we love him and we miss him and we want him back.
We just want to know you're okay.
Nearly 2 years have passed since the day Martin disappeared, leaving behind troubling questions.
I have no clue what was impacting him.
I just feel so bad. I didn't see it.
The one thing that we know for sure is we don't know anything for sure. But somebody does.
In August of 2017, Martin would have turned 21. For his family, the pain of his absence is excruciating.
The plan had always been that Martin was going to walk me down the aisle. After I got engaged, I asked him. He said, yeah. The day that I went and picked up my wedding dress, he said, I can't wait for the wedding, sis.
But after Martin disappeared, she had to decide if she would proceed.
And he wasn't there.
We want to get him back home and be a part of the family again.
I don't care why he left, where he's been. I just want him to come home.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.